This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What you want, toll-free number is 855-450-FREE as we launch into the second hour of the program. We got plenty of time for you. If you want to join us here, you can also call in on Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Tonight in studio, you've got Ian,
Melanie,
and Daryl.
We're talking about secession because it's an idea whose time has come again, except this time it needs to be done on a peaceful basis. And so far, the recent resolutions that we've seen, the Catalonia, which we talked about last hour, they've got a roadmap that they've worked out at their regional parliament to exit from Spain, but the Constitutional Court has stepped in and has placed that roadmap on hold. Of course, you've got Great Britain seceding now from the EU, or at least that was the intention of the voters. The politicians are now trying to stand in the way as much as they possibly can of that one. So thus far, these sorts of European secessions that we've seen have been relatively peaceful. Hopefully we can see the same level of peace here in the United States as the secession movements continue to rise. And I hope that we can keep pushing this topic forward in advance of the election. Because if you remember in 2012, it was after the election of the re-election of Barack Obama, that there was that Texas state secession proposal that kind of bubbled up and got a lot of press coverage.
You mean the petition on the White House website that there was absolutely no Texas legislative action on? That one?
Yeah, that's the one. It was a question to the White House.
Yes.
And the White House ended up answering it and said, yeah, that was decided in the Civil War.
We killed 600,000 people 150 years ago, and all those dead people basically mean you can't do it.
Which, you know, is kind of what people are afraid of, right? Like, if you bring up secession, the first thing almost... Well, I mean, there's some people who are really excited by it, but the people who sort of think about it a little bit, they'll think, oh, well, they might kill us over that. And here you have the U.S. government saying, well, we've killed you before over that, so that should pretty much settle this matter.
Right. So when the go-to response is, if you do this, I'll kill you, you know you're dealing with an abusive spouse. And
right.
That's
it's
when
time
it's
to
time
leave.
To leave.
Exactly. So, yeah, don't stay in the abusive relationship, especially if you've got other people who are willing to support you around the country. If we can have Texas, New Hampshire, and we'll go through some of the current movements that are the most viable in the United States, the more that we can push for this simultaneously, the better. The more we can talk about it in advance of whoever wins in November, the better. Because the Texas secession thing was seen as a pushback from Obama being elected. Like, the idea was, well, if a Republican had been elected, then Texas wouldn't have been wanting to leave. The Texans would not have been pushing for that. If the Republican, who the hell was it? The Republican, was it Romney?
Romney.
Yeah. So if Romney had been elected, then the theory was Texas would have been quiet. And so that's why pushing
right,
for secession.
Then maybe Massachusetts and
maybe.
Maine and Vermont and California would have been like, we want out.
Maybe, but that's why. What I'm saying, though, is, you don't want to wait until after the election. You want to push it beforehand. Like, no matter who wins, New Hampshire wants to leave. It's kind of what I think
right.
You know, we should be putting out there, because we don't want to be seen as pro-Republican or pro-Democrat after the fact. Oh, you New Hampshire people just don't like Hillary, or you just don't like Trump, or whatever. No, no. We were saying we want out before. It doesn't matter who wins this election. We want to leave as soon as possible.
Right.
I mean, I'm not speaking for everyone, obviously, because some people in New Hampshire would love to stay in the United States, especially if they get a paycheck from the federal government or getting some sort of welfare check from the federal government.
Well, we don't have to necessarily make it illegal in the state of New Hampshire to work for a foreign country. I mean,
that's true.
I'm sure it's not illegal to work for, you know, friendly countries. I'm sure it's not illegal to, if you wanted to work at a university in
The New York City Police Department has satellite offices all around the world.
What?
Yes.
That's crazy. Like the Associated Press or something like that? What do? Push papers all day?
I don't know exactly what they do, but I know that there are satellite offices of the New York City Police Department around the world.
That's crazy. So, yeah, and of course, if you want to continue to pay taxes to the U.S. federal government, I'm sure they'll happily accept your checks if that's something you want to do, if you want to stay aligned with them. So the story from Fortune magazine that we just barely got started on, they're focusing on the idea of the United States having secession movements within it. And they say that the secession talk ranges from the sardonic social media posts to the heartfelt commitment of organizers who conduct opinion polls and are pushing for independence votes in their own states. And I would love to see a scientific poll of New Hampshireites, people who live here and have lived here for a while, as to how they feel about secession. Because, Melanie, you and I have done some secession outreach here in the Keene area, and we didn't have lengthy conversations with people. We were just handing out flyers to folks.
I've been in Portsmouth a little bit.
Oh, you went out to the protest out there?
Yeah.
And how was that for you?
It was, I don't know, I'm always kind of surprised that it's not, like, really hostile, but I did talk in some length to two guys up there. They were Gen Pop as far as I could tell.
General population.
Yeah, but not anarchists. Okay. They were concerned about retaliation.
Okay, violence.
Not necessarily. They weren't they pretty much believed that the feds weren't going to bomb us or come in and shoot us, but they were more worried about, like, embargoes and stuff like that. And some systems, and they had some concerns about programs that people had already paid into, like, Social Security and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know if you'd be able to collect from those programs if you're
a U.S. citizen living abroad.
Can you still get Social Security?
I would imagine that you could. I don't really know one way or the other, but I don't see how they would be able to tell you can't.
Yeah, it would seem like you would be able to.
If you've not renounced your citizenship,
right.
Then...
And so if it's in, and I mean, I wouldn't necessarily even have a problem with if somebody, you know, got screwed over by the feds for, you know, 70 years, and now New Hampshire secedes, and they just kind of go ahead and say they're still a fed citizen
to get some
of that back. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with it either. I mean, maybe some people will decide, okay, well, if New Hampshire's leaving, we'll just move to Massachusetts.
Right,
that's
yeah.
Cool too.
And New Hampshire is, and I think this is one of the reasons why it was selected, a little bit more libertarian than the rest of the country. Not that it's anarchist by any means, but it's...
Sure. It's a purple state or whatever. It's not your typical Democrats, your typical Republicans here in New Hampshire. They do tend to think differently on some issues. It's one of the things that really makes it special, which is why I'd like to see an opinion poll broken out specifically of people in New Hampshire, because there have been polls done of the entire United States about secession. It's about 1 out of 5 people believes that their state should be able to secede right now. That's the current, you know, as of 2014, I believe is the last time I saw the poll, that was the number. But when they broke it down by region, New England was actually the weakest for secession. It was like 19%, where some of the other areas were as high as 25% or whatever. And maybe as high as 30% in some areas. But anyway, maybe it was 25% for the national average, and then it was 19% for New England. But I suspect that New Hampshireites might be more likely than the rest of New England to support secession. I got nothing to go on besides just, you know, my hunch there and my interactions that I've had with people in New Hampshire and them being positive towards it.
I'm sure, Ian, that if you had a couple $100 that you wanted to throw towards this project, we could find a polling company willing to do the poll.
Yeah, see, I'm not really willing to throw any money at it. It's just more of a curiosity. I wish someone else who has the money and the time would be able to do that. Let's go to Rudy. He's in Bullhead City because I just want to spread the ideas. It really doesn't matter to me what the current status is. So it's not worth spending money on.
Right. But depending on how you do this poll, you could have it set up to where if they say, you know, if they respond a certain way, you then give information to them.
This is true. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to K-Talks in Arizona.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rudy.
Love the show.
Thanks.
You know, there's like 2.3 million people in New Hampshire right now.
No, actually, about 1.3.
Okay. That's just, as hypothetically, you get the people, you get the vote. You know,
yes.
if the government is like the mafia, you're going to be cutting in on their earnings by leaving. They won't let you cut into their...
Oh, yeah, they're not going to be happy about it. Rudy, stand by. We'll let you continue here with your thoughts in moments. And you can join us as well, 855-450-FREE. Will they roll in tanks? Will they do the embargo route? What will their strategy be? Who knows? Who cares? I say we do it and find out what happens.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-939-5479. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-939-5479. 1-800-939-5479.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple 2 steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, Secession in the News yet again, and of course we're talking about it here. You can join us at 855-450-FREE, whether it's Catalonia, the UK, or right here in the United States. Secession movements are alive and allegedly better than ever, at least in my lifetime. We're going to continue with you in studio tonight. Ian here.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Tonight, when you're going to bed, if you're not sleeping on a MyPillow, you'll probably want to concentrate on the position of your head and neck to make sure that what you do have is doing the right job. Your spine should be straight and parallel to the floor, and that's what MyPillow does well, is it fits to the shape of your body and holds your neck in the proper position. I've been using it for months, as has Daryl, and it's been great so far. I love this thing. In fact, I was really looking forward to getting home from the hotel pillows that I was using in San Francisco, and sure enough, first night back with MyPillow was pretty darn good. So you can go to MyPillow.com and get yours there. In fact, you can get two for the price of one with code FTL. If it's not the best pillow you've ever used, you can send it back to them for a 60-day money-back guarantee. 60 days should be more than enough time to figure out whether or not you like it or you love it. Go to MyPillow.com, get your pillow there, and get two for one by using code FTL. That's code FTL at MyPillow.com. By the way, the pillow is guaranteed for 10 years, and you can wash this thing in your washer and then dry it in the dryer. Pretty cool. MyPillow.com, code FTL. Let's go back to Rudy. He's in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Go ahead, Rudy.
I know that the Scots, that they're like a different tribe. In Spain, the Catalonians, are they like a set of Spain?
We're losing your cell phone signal there. It sounds like he was asking about Catalonia, what their relationship to Spain is. Is that right, Rudy?
Yeah, is it separate? Like, you know, the Scots are different than the British. They're a different tribe.
Right. So the way Spain is set up, and I was doing some research on this earlier, there are several autonomous regions within Spain, Catalonia being one of the autonomous regions, the Basque being another, and mentioned them briefly. And, you know, what that basically means, kind of like how Scotland is, you know, like a country within the United Kingdom, mm-hmm. to where they have some level of autonomy, but ultimately whatever the British Parliament says applies in Scotland.
Right.
Whatever the Spanish Parliament says applies to Catalonia as well.
So they would like more autonomy.
Yes.
Complete autonomy.
Okay, Rudy? This is just kind of a dream, but let's say you got everything going and you were going to be able to succeed, and then the United States government says, okay, deal with $500 billion for the land.
I tell them to go pound sand.
They charge you for every improvement. And if you got the money, all of a sudden you guys would have terrible, strange accidents happening to you.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Rudy. You know what? The fear is just not going to – it's just not – to me, it's not a factor. I think that you got to do what's right. It's like you were saying with the abusive spouse,
right,
Daryl. You know, oh, he might beat me more if I leave, but he's definitely going to beat you if you stay.
Right.
So why not just go ahead and leave and take your chances? At least you have a shot that way. You know you're going to keep getting beaten if you stay with the abusive spouse. You know you're going to keep getting taxed and abused by the federal government. You know they're going to continue warmongering around the world. They're going to continue extracting obedience from you in the form of their regulations and their insane money system and everything else that they do to us. You know all of that.
All of this fear-mongering about, well, what would happen if, reminds me of the saying, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
So people are pretty upset here in the United States, and Fortune magazine has picked up on the story from Fortune.com. So people have, of course, in the run-up to almost every presidential election in the U.S., claimed they were going to move to another country like Canada if the other side wins. But this election's different, they say. While popular support for exiting the United States remains at minuscule levels, even in those states with established secessionist movements, the increased discussion and prominence of the notion is a reflection of the nation's political polarization. Indeed, by some measures, America is at its most divided since the Civil War. With the Republican National Convention wrapping up and then the DNC having their confab last week in Philadelphia, a recent Pew survey shows that voters hold a more negative view of the opposing party than at any time since polling began in 1992.
No, you don't say.
These feelings have risen to the level of outright fear and anger, often more powerful than the positive feelings that voters have about their own party. And according to the numbers we read on Saturday night on this show, there are shockingly low approval numbers for voters in their own party about their own party.
Yes.
Like, I've only seen so far, including on the internet, like a total of three people actually supporting one of the other two candidates. It was all...
These are of your friends, though, right? These are
For the most part,
so there's some self-selection going on.
Most of the people I have on the internet are not, like...
They're not libertarians?
Right.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, that would not have been... Yeah, most libertarians I know, but most Republicans and Democrats I know.
So I've got updated numbers from what this poll
from
is.
From the Pew survey?
Not from Pew. This comes from Public Policy Polling.
Okay.
And again, it's not necessarily, you know, like, what do you believe about your party, but it's the favorability of your candidate. And, well, Hillary Clinton has a net favorability rating of -6. Mm. Donald Trump has a net favorability rating of -22.
Wow.
And, you know, it is just getting worse, but part of the problem is that so few people are involved in selecting these nominees.
Right.
I've got a story that shows that it was really only 9% of Americans, and that's actually an inflated number.
No, we're talking about the people who voted in the primary?
9% of Americans,
and caucuses.
That's the people that voted in a primary for either Trump or Clinton. And again, that's an inflated number because some of the later primaries that happened, you know, they were already the presumptive nominee. So people were like, well, why am I going to vote for anybody else? And then just, you know, went ahead and voted for who the presumptive nominee was.
But still, fewer than 1 out of 10 people in the United States basically were making these decisions.
Yes. And now these are the two main choices that we have for who's going to wind up being the president for the next 4 years.
People are sick of it. And the Fortune story says feelings have risen to the level of outright fear and anger, often more powerful than the positive feelings. There's far less trust in the federal government and major institutions than there was 50 or 60 years ago, says Jason Sorens, the author of Secessionism and a lecturer in government at Dartmouth College. He's also the founder of the Free State Project. He says a lot of people don't feel represented in D.C., and they're definitely open to radical solutions like secession, because they feel as if that's a way to get control back over their political destiny. We'll continue here. More about the active secession movements here in the United States. Is there one where you live? And if there is, are you involved? What are you doing? And if you're not involved, why not? Are you afraid? 855-450-FREE. You think cowering is going to get you where you want to be in life?
Take the one advice from the feds and don't negotiate with terrorists.
Good advice. It's free talk.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details, or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us on the radio waves. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. You can talk about independence. State secession specifically is on the table right now, but of course you can bring up anything. And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has that. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Go to freedomsphoenix.com. That's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com, as we go to your calls and thoughts. Ricky, in Pennsylvania, you're on Free Talk Live. Then coming up, more on the secession movements across the U.S. Ricky, go ahead.
I guess that's a hint. Okay, I was going to talk about something else, but I will speak about that if you like.
You were calling in. You can call in about anything you want, Ricky, so you should talk. You should talk about what you want.
Well, I was going to talk about Gnosticism, but, I mean, it's up to you.
You're the caller. Go ahead and talk.
It's an open phones talk show. The point of Free Talk Live is you can call in and you can talk about anything you want. So if you want to talk about Gnosticism, you're going to have to explain what it is.
Well, Gnosticism is an ancient belief and understanding, and basically belief when it comes to the knowledge and understanding of the spirit. At one point, it was understanding of the spirit through the teachings of Jesus Christ. They were called heretics by the Roman Catholic Church. And
all right, so what about them?
Well, I mean, I remember you reading the Wikipedia article, and I know that you said that you don't know much about it, but you know what? You mentioned about that, and I would be more than happy to answer any questions, and maybe there could be a better understanding about it.
Well, that's not really, I mean, I asked you a little bit last night about it, but I don't really, you know, have an interest in delving deep in that personally. So the whole point of the show is that you can share with us stuff that, you know, you're interested in. Why should people care? How about this? Why should people care about Gnosticism? Are there Gnostics today?
Absolutely.
Are the Gnostics today part of the Illuminati that secretly control the globe, according to some people?
Daryl! I could say this. This is what I can say. Whether it be the Roman Catholic, I could say this. Whether it be the Roman Catholic Church or the Pope or his under, the Illuminati would be one or the other. If it's the head of state, you will always have at the top of it either one or the other when it comes to the Illuminati, the Illuminated.
One or the other what?
I'm talking good or evil. See, when it comes to the Gnostics, let's go back to the high priest. See, back at the time of Christ, the high priest and the Gnostics were not much different from one another. In fact, you could barely tell the difference. If you remember Caiaphas from the Bible.
I do not.
Okay. He was the one that had the kangaroo court that sent Christ to Pilate.
Okay.
You know? And when I'm referring to the Illuminati, the Illuminated Ones, you go through history. Now, yes, Mr. Mark Dice, and I felt, now I kind of bonded with Jesse Ventura because he was on his show. But I've been through that many a times, but I used to leave a piece out. Mark Dice didn't. No offense to
Mark.
You've
been through what many times?
The story of history, because Jesse came right out to Mark and says, okay, Mark, who are the Gnostics? Kind of like Daryl did here, because Daryl does his research. And he just came right out. And anybody that listens to the show, it was like, I don't know, it's the second to the last he did, because he hasn't done any lately.
You're talking about Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory television show?
No. His show, his podcast. We the People.
I didn't know he had a podcast.
Nor did
we
I.
The People. We the People.
Interesting.
Mark Dice was on and described all of it.
Described the history of the world?
Huh?
Mark Dice described what? You said all of it.
Who the Illuminati are? He went back through history, the Old Testament, that bounced forward, all that junk. I've said
so are
that
you
many,
are you somebody who believes in the Illuminati?
I do, and I will tell you why.
Okay.
I'll tell you who the Illuminati are. The Illuminati can be anyone. The Illuminated Ones are individuals that have elevated themselves. Okay. Now, when it comes to that, there is a good and a dark side to everything. One and zero, yes and no, you know? Good and evil, you know?
I think Ricky might be onto something here.
The same.
Hmm? Yeah, I think you might be onto something. Like, so what you're saying is that there may be an Illuminati, but they're not all in the same, you know, in the same pool, if you will. There are some of them that...
I will say there definitely is. And it goes, dates back.
They don't all get along, though, is what you're saying. They're not
well,
all
because,
on the same
the
side.
Reason. If you look at the Roman Catholic Church, and if you look at the Gnostics, if you look at the contrast, remember what I said the other night? They called them heretics, and they said, you're lying to the people? You see, because when you look at what became modern-day Christianity, it has nothing that has anything to do with biblical history before that. And the high priest, you know, and I can delve way into this,
no, nope, I think we've gone about far enough. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate
it, Ricky.
Thank you, though. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. All right, so what do you think? The Illuminati, is it a real thing?
The Illuminati is an unnecessary explanation to a problem we already have an answer to. Banks exist.
Banks?
Banks.
Okay.
So, you know, the Federal Reserve. I don't want to say...
What does that have to do with the Illuminati?
Well, because the Illuminati seeks to explain a problem that is explained by the existence of banks.
I thought the Illuminati was a secret society of
right,
people
so
who want to control...
Like that rule the world.
Part of the conspiracy about the Illuminati is there's this secret society that rules the world.
Right, and Beyonce does the symbol when she does the Super Bowl halftime show or whatever. Right,
well,
she wants to be
that,
in the club.
And then, you know, like another part of how the Illuminati controls the world is through central banks to where the various governments have what some people refer to as Rothschild-owned banks. And I keep seeing this weird meme where it says, like, there's only three countries in the world without a Rothschild-controlled central bank. And it's always
Venezuela,
the countries
North
that...
Korea.
We're bombing?
Right. It's always the countries that somebody wants to go in and bomb.
Huh,
so,
okay.
Like, North Korea, Syria, Libya, or North Korea, Syria, Iran... But here's the thing. They all have central banks.
That's right.
Those countries all have a central bank, but the claim is, well, it's not run by the Rothschilds.
Well, I mean, I don't think that there are competing, you know, the Federal Reserve doesn't, I don't want to say own because that implies legitimate ownership, but the Federal Reserve doesn't, I guess, possess the entire planet. I'm sure that there's other banks. I think Russia is not owned by, or Russia is possessed by some other bank. You know, there's...
Well, I
don't know how many they are, but...
Well, there's the group called the BRICS, which is, I believe, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and I forget who the S is. But there's this group that basically is sort of, you know, the alternative to the United States on the international market.
Hmm.
So they're the people that are wanting to move away from the dollar being the international reserve currency.
Right.
And they want to move towards more like the petrodollar or something else.
I wonder what the conspiracy theory is in those countries, because I think there's something to the idea that, okay, sure, secret societies, they exist, right? There's Skull and Bones, there's evidence for that. Illuminati, probably, you know, at some point, maybe it still does exist.
Or if it did, and if it did, it's been greatly exaggerated. I mean,
it probably has been exaggerated. And I think the conspiracy theory guys like to believe that it's all being controlled by one group. But the reality is there are probably different groups of people who want to control the world, and they're fighting over it.
And without going too deep into this, just let me recommend anybody that is curious about this, listen to the Conspirathon series that,
was that a podcast?
Former FTL co-host Brett Vinat, Brian Sovereign, and Stephanie Murphy did with one another, where it was a series of podcasts.
Oh, wow.
Where they delved into a lot of these different conspiracies. They talked about the various types of.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the enemy within conspiracy, the enemy without, the enemy above, the enemy below. And there was one other one that I forget what it was, but it's all variants of there's this enemy and you need me to protect you. I'm the only one that knows how to protect you from this enemy.
This is Free Talk Live, and we don't have the documents. It's you can just call in and bring up anything you want. 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. More on Secession still to come. It's Free Talk Live.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-721-9369. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-721-9369. That's 1-800-721-9369. 1-800-721-9369.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. Join us on the radio. Toll free number for you to bring up anything you want. It's 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. The NH Hemp Fest is coming up in less than a month from now, August 25th through the 28th, and it'll be here before you know it, so get your tickets while you still can at nhhempfest.com. I'm looking forward to it. I have never been to an NH Hemp Fest. I went to one in Boston like a decade ago. This one is going to be huge. It's going to be music constantly, just basically a big party for an entire weekend, Thursday through a Sunday. That's the August 25th through the 28th. And I believe tickets are still available on the NHMFest.com website. That's NHMFest.com. And yes, tickets do appear to still be available. The VIP ticket isn't really a whole lot more. It has gone up since the last time I looked at it. But your VIP tickets are available, and VIP is the way to get in to see Free Talk Live perform our show live. But we're going to be there all weekend, so even if you can't afford VIP, you should still come out and hang out with us. We're going to be doing some Liberty outreach at a booth there, and I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a new audience for Free Talk Live, and it's happening at Rogers Campground, the beautiful campground in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely fantastic, stunning view at Rogers Campground. We've been there a number of times for a different festival in the past, and I'm looking forward to trying out NH Hemp Fest this year. We'll see you August 25th through the 28th at nhhempfest.com. You can go grab all kinds of different tickets. They got all kinds of different packages that you can purchase there at nhhempfest.com. So it's Ian with you in here tonight.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
We're continuing with Fortune Magazine, looking into the secession movements in the United States. And they're actually talking with Jason Sorens, who's the author of Secessionism and a lecturer at Dartmouth College. He also happens to be the founder of the Free State Project. And he says a lot of people don't feel represented in D.C., and they're open to radical solutions like secession because they feel like that's a way to get control over their political destiny. While secession movements in the U.S. are minority currents, there's some evidence they've grown slightly in the last few years, and they can have an influence on the political conversation even when their objective looks unattainable. unquote. The states where talk of secession is rising include, of course, Texas, which was an independent republic before joining the U.S. Texas holds a strong state identity and more conservative ideology than much of the rest of the country. With a high per capita income, or a higher per capita income than the rest of the nation, Texans can make an economic argument that they're contributing more to the union than they're receiving. Soren says, quote, "The main dampening factor is that Texas has contributed so many presidents that it's hard to say they're discriminated against when they have so much political influence." Soren notes that Vermont's secessionist movement, the Second Vermont Republic, contributed candidates for governor and state senate in 2010. The movement was launched when Vermont separated from New York in the 1700s. So that's a long time for a secession movement to be around. But if the last time they did ran candidates was 2010, sounds like they're dropping the ball.
Yes.
I mean, you got to keep the keep the pressure on. Keep the secessionist candidates coming. Now, we don't have enough of them in New Hampshire. I'm one of them. Conan, one of our Thursday night co-hosts, is another one. But he has yet to actually get his profile up on the New Hampshire Liberty Party website, so we're still waiting on him to do that. Carla Garrick is running for state senate, and I spoke with her over the weekend. She's an active secessionist advocate. She's the president of the New Hampshire, or the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence. And so she's definitely out there. She's not hiding her secessionist views, but she also said she's not making it one of her campaign primary platforms. So she's not ready to join the New Hampshire Liberty Party, which is a pro-secession organization where our party platform's plank zero, the most important of all the planks, is the secession of New Hampshire from the United States and from the and for the individual as well.
Well, we might actually have some support in Minnesota. I've got a story from the Daily Caller about a congressional candidate in Minnesota's second congressional district. And apparently he has made it part of his platform that he wants to introduce a constitutional amendment to allow any state to leave the union.
If he's elected to office. This guy's not an incumbent, right?
He's not the incumbent, but according to a recent poll, he is leading in the Republican primary.
Okay.
And it's an open congressional seat because the incumbent is not seeking re-election.
All right. So that could be pretty cool. I mean, if that guy gets elected, and so he's running as a Republican in the Republican primary?
He is in the Republican primary, and according to a poll that's linked in this article, he is leading.
If he gets elected, and if he actually proposes the legislation he says he's going to, because promises are, you know, cheap.
Right.
But if he actually does follow through with that, that could start another national conversation about secession.
Yes.
Which I think
and
needs to
it would have to wind up, you know, causing a national conversation for it to ever actually be adopted, because a constitutional amendment would have to be approved by, it's either two-thirds or three-fifths of both houses of Congress, and then by three-fifths of the states.
Well, I wish him the best. I don't know what his other viewpoints are, but I don't really care.
Other viewpoints is he wants to remove criminal penalties of all drugs.
All right.
Wants the United States to stop being the world's policeman.
Who is this guy? He doesn't sound like your regular Republican.
Jason Lewis, apparently.
The talk show host?
Apparently, he has a talk show host.
He used to be on the Genesis Communications Network. He used to be one of the other shows they had. It's our network. That's the network that does our syndication for us. He used to be one of their hosts. Interesting.
Yeah. So, that's the guy. He's got his primary coming up a week from tomorrow. So, the primary is August 9th.
And he's in Minnesota, you said?
He's in the Twin Cities region.
Sorens doesn't mention Minnesota as one of the active secessionist states, but maybe there is a burgeoning movement there that hasn't really made it onto the radar yet. Would love to hear more about it if that's where you live and you know what's going on. If you are a secessionist, what are you doing to move the ball forward? Some of the things we've done recently include actually showing up in real life, you know, getting off of Facebook and actually going somewhere. You, Melanie, actually drove across New Hampshire to go to one of the secession events.
Well, I mean, I rode with somebody who was going anyway. It's not like
still, it's 2.5 hours or 2 hours at least to get there, right? It's not
something like
drive.
2 hours. I didn't really keep that much
track. It's at least 2 hours from here to the seacoast. So some of these activists are pretty dedicated, and we're seeing people running political campaigns. I was just on the radio last week on Friday. My night's off here on Free Talk Live or Thursday night. I went out to actually JJ's house, former co-host on Free Talk Live, crashed at his place that night. That's when I talked with the Foundation of New Hampshire Independence's president about her campaign for secession. So it was a very secession-y visit to Manchester.
Right, right.
I crashed at JJ's house, got up at 5:30 in the morning or 5:40, and headed to the studios of Gerard at Large, which is a Manchester morning radio show, and then proceeded to talk to him about secession on local radio. So people, you know, the more we can talk about it, the more real this can become, especially not just in the media, but at work, among family members and friends, at the bar, wherever.
And apparently there's a new type of secessionist idea in New York, of all places.
I want to hear more about that.
To where the proposal is, instead of one part of the state breaking away and forming a new state, and
like upstate wants to break away.
Well, I've heard both that the upstate wants to break away, and then also New York City wants to break away from the rest of the state. But instead of doing that, and they mention it on the website newamsterdamny.org, that Congress is probably not going to be very keen on approving a new state, especially in the Northeast. So what they're proposing would be to have the New Amsterdam regional government and the New York regional government.
So to subdivide the state.
So, right. So the state government would exist as basically a formality, but each one of these entities, so upstate, which would be everything north of the Hudson River, and New York region, which would be New York City and Long Island, would be the New York regional government. So they would be autonomous from one another.
I see.
And all of the horrible stuff that the people in the more conservative upstate part don't like, so the Common Core, the SAFE Act, the
Everything
New Amsterdam
the
regional government would be able to repeal all of that and say, those laws don't apply here.
Mm.
And all of the stuff that New York City wants to do that gets blocked by the people in upstate, they would be able to go ahead and, you know, add all of that stuff to their regional government.
So this is the thing. What was this website again?
NewAmsterdamNY.org, and they actually have info on the processes for getting this constitutional amendment.
All right, that's good to know, because we had a guy from New York on previously, and he didn't know about any kind of active movement. I mean, there's always been rumblings, but nothing has really gelled into anything permanent. So I'm glad to hear about that.
Yeah, that's going on the Facebook page.
Hour 3 is coming up. You can join us. Bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
For Bitcoin to be ubiquitous, people need to use it. For people to use it, they must have it. How can we get Bitcoin into more hands? Well, tipping might be a great way. What if you could include a bonus Bitcoin tip along with your regular tip to a server? What if that Bitcoin returned to you if unclaimed after 30 days? An attractive, business card-sized Bitcoin tip that is easily claimed, gives instructions on wallets, spending, and returns to the user if unused? Tip.freetalklive.com. Tip.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There are a lot of things in life that are hard to swallow, but your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. At the same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at VNIINC.com/ProHealth. That's VNIINC.com/ProHealth.